This is the Anderson Files on PodClip. The Anderson Files is a look at commerce, investment, economics, and retirement issues that affect each and every one of you. Your host is Mike Anderson, Executive Vice President, Retirement Services, and partner of Finestone Partners. Finestone Partners is an independent firm with securities offered through Four Point Capital. And now your host, Mike Anderson.
California mandating employers to offer a retirement plan to employees. What's this all about? I'm speaking today with Meredith Sesser of Sesser Law on the Cal Savers program. Meredith Sesser is among the nation's leading authorities on employee benefits law, ERISA, and benefits taxation. With 22 years of pension and ERISA experience, she routinely assists businesses and nonprofit organizations in the preparation, implementation, operation, and termination of retirement plans, such as defined benefit and cash balance pension plans, 401k profit sharing plans, and 403b plans. Meredith represents employers in Department of Labor and Internal Revenue Service controversies, including investigations, audits, and voluntary compliance to prevent or correct plan disqualification and fiduciary breaches. Ms. Sesser also provides advice on business structuring and employment relationships. She is the go-to lawyer for many third-party retirement plan administrators. Meredith, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very good. Very good. What is the Cal Savers program and how did it evolve?
So in a nutshell, what the Cal Savers program is a California state-run retirement program for private workers. And this is something new and exciting because we do have upcoming deadlines for employers in California. But let me give you a brief history of where this came from, because it's been going on for many years now. In California, it was determined that 7.5 million workers do not have access to any kind of retirement plan. In fact, 1 in 5 Americans have saved nothing towards retirement at all. So in 2008, Senator Kevin De Leon started looking at the problem specifically in California and found that people weren't saving because they weren't offered any type of vehicle to save for their retirement. After doing a study of what was going on in California, in 2016, Governor Jerry Brown signed Senate Bill 1234 into law, which is a state mandate to offer a retirement plan to employees. It passed the California Secure Choice Retirement Savings Trust. After that was passed in 16, in 2018, state ran a pilot program, and they fully launched this Cal Savers on July 1st of 19, and the program opened nationwide. Then in October of 19, the plan became open to people that are self-employed, independent contractors who didn't have an employer. And basically now California, along with Oregon and Illinois, are the only three states that have implemented a program like this for employees to participate in. Let me tell you just a little bit about what Cal Savers is, so you have context. Cal Savers is basically a retirement plan similar to a Roth IRA. So money goes in from employees' payroll on a Roth basis or after tax, although they can opt to change it into a regular IRA. The plan has automatic enrollment, meaning your employer will automatically withhold 5% of your paycheck and put it into this Cal Savers plan. And this will escalate every year 1% until you hit 8% of pay. And that will automatically go into this plan unless you opt out. Now, an employee could opt to defer 1 to 100% of their pay subject to IRS limits, or they can just pick a flat dollar amount and turn this auto escalation feature off. The money in the plan is invested in a money market fund or a target retirement date fund based on what the employee chooses. You cannot borrow from this CalSAVERS plan, but you can take the money out at any time with no penalty under the program. However, there may be IRS income tax implications. The plan is set up where it's the employer is not to promote the program. They're to be neutral. All the employer would do is enroll in the program so that their employees can participate. The employer is not a fiduciary. They have no liability in any losses under the plan or for investment decisions or anything like that. So that's what this CalSAVERS program is, and it is live and active right now in the state of California.
Meredith, what are the requirements for employers in California to comply with the CalSAVERS program?
So if you are an employer in California, you have two choices. You either offer your own qualified retirement plan like a 401k or a 403b, a pension, SEP, simple, or you have to register for CalSAVERS and facilitate employees' access to the plan. If you're an employer and you're in California and don't have a plan, you can register at any time on the CalSAVERS website. But there's some specific deadlines I want to point out to companies in California that if you have more than 100 employees, you are required to comply with the mandate by September 30th of 2020. If you have more than 50 employees, you're required to either offer your own plan or register for CalSAVERS by June 30 of 2021. So that's coming up pretty soon. And if you have five or more employees, your deadline is June 30th, 2022. The number of employees is based on an average of employees that a company has throughout the year. The number is calculated by averaging the number of employees reported to the EDD on the previous four DE-9C filings. Now, what's interesting about the number of employees is that you need to include companies that you own. For instance, if you own two companies and each of them have 50 employees, you would have to aggregate that number and say you have 100 employees because the entities are members of a controlled group. Now, these rules are for nonprofits as well as profits companies, but not for religious organizations. And there are penalties if you don't comply. It's $250 per employee if you don't comply after receiving a notice. So you have 90 days to comply. And if you don't comply within 180 days of receiving the notice, that increases to $500 per employee. So there definitely are requirements and penalties if you don't comply.
Do you anticipate that the state will hold employers to those penalties? Or take more of an approach of let's get a plan in place and comply before we actually penalize you?
The approach that I've been told in speaking with the folks who run the plan is that they're really trying to get compliance. And so while they have the authority to assess the penalties, they're not trying to make money and punish people. They're trying to get people to offer a plan or to sign up for CalSAVERS. So I think that there will be some working with the program coordinators to try to comply rather than assessing penalties right away. That would be my thought.
I'm chatting with Meredith Sesser, employee benefits lawyer, on the California mandate for employers to offer a retirement plan to employees. And this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Meredith, to continue, who manages the fund in the CalSAVERS plan, and are there other service providers to the plan that are involved?
Yeah, there are service providers to the plan, and I was told by the people who run the plan that they've interviewed over a long period of time different companies in order to get the best ones. A census is the plan's record keeper, and my understanding is that they do this for other state programs as well. And the investments are managed by Newton, which is a subsidiary of BNY Mellon Investment Advisor, and State Street Global Advisors is the second fund manager. Those are all available funds for a participant to choose and direct their investments in. There's also a board called the Cal Savers Retirement Savings Board, which has 9 members. One is the state treasurer serving as the chair, and they oversee the program. And there's also a few employees that were hired by the state that run the program. So that's it with regards to the service providers.
And regarding cost of the program to residents of California, are there costs either to the employer or to the employee?
The program has stated that the cost of the program is zero. The employer pays nothing, and the taxpayers in California pay nothing. The fees that are charged by the plan come from the plan assets, and we're told that the average asset-based fee is approximately 0.825 to 0.95, depending on the investment choices the participant chooses. So this means that the participant pays between 83 cents and 95 cents for every $100 in their account. They don't get a bill. It just comes out of their investments automatically, and this is what pays to run the program. So we won't see employers having to pay any annual fee or California residents paying a fee. It's just for those participating in the plan, and it basically pays for itself.
Who is the plan for?
So either you have a W-2 or you're a sole proprietor or a partner in a partnership. Those are the people that are eligible for this plan. It's not meant for employees who work somewhere where they already have a plan. So if your employer offers a plan, you're not eligible for CalSAVERS.
With the CalSAVERS program, what's the employer's responsibility with regard to complying with the program and the mandate?
So the steps are pretty easy if you're an employer in California. You need to register with the state by the required deadline. So that's that June 30 of this year and next year deadline. Once you register, you're either going to show that you're exempt because you have a plan, or you're going to register into CalSAVERS because you don't offer a plan. You set up an account, you submit an employee roster on an Excel spreadsheet, and then once that's set up, all the employer has to do is remit the contributions. You can't provide any other information to the employees. All you do is remit contributions like a payroll master. The employer is not a fiduciary, as I indicated. They can't add a match or a profit sharing or any employer money into this. This is strictly money being withheld from paychecks going into the plan. The employer can't encourage employees to enroll. They can't provide investment advice or tax advice. They can't really do anything. All they can do is give a sample letter that CalSAVERS provides to let the employees know about the plan. And the employer cannot process distributions or take money out of the plan. All of that is done by CalSAVERS. And so all the employer does is register and remit and update employee census information. And that's pretty much it.
If the employer, for whatever reason, doesn't admit timely or there's some hiccup in HR with payroll, is there some grace period or forgiveness on having contributions sent timely?
They haven't actually discussed that yet because the idea is that the state would have access and the payments would go from a wire transfer from the payroll directly. But in the event that a payroll was run late and therefore the deposits were late, I believe California would take the approach of the Department of Labor's guidance on late deposits and require earnings on the late deposits that are made to the plan and treat it just like any other qualified plan. Because had the deposits been made timely, there would have been earnings in the plan, which the employee would have been losing out on. But at this point, they haven't officially addressed how they would deal with it.
I see. And how does an employee join the CalSAVERS plan once it's in place with the employer?
So basically, once the employer uploads their roster of eligible employees into the CalSAVERS program, CalSAVERS takes it from there. They will notify each employee about the plan, and they will call, send letters, and they also have an app, for a mobile app, where you can enroll and make changes to your investments and enrollment information. And they've done this in actually several different languages because they do want to hit up as many employees as possible. They do have a call center for help to help employees enroll. But basically, an employee has the choice once they get that letter to opt out of the plan and say, I don't want any deferrals, to change the percentage from the 5% to something else, or do nothing and the plan will run as is, going from 5 to 8% auto escalation. So what happens is 30 days after they're added into the plan, then they're auto-enrolled and the program starts running and the deferrals start being taken out of pay. If the employee does nothing, it's going to continue. So it happens automatic unless the employee opts out or does something. And that's pretty much it. They've made it as simple as possible because they are really trying to get those 7.5 million people in a retirement plan and start saving.
And so far, do you have any data on participation rate in the CalSAVERS plan since it started?
They do, actually. They monitor this and they post it on the CalSAVERS website. But as of last month, as of April 30th, there were 10,000 plus employers registered, but only 3,600 had actually started payroll deductions. And there were 14,000 exempted employers that already offered retirement plans and therefore did not sign up for CalSAVERS. There was 138,000 funded accounts, with the average balance being $477. So people are saving, but it's at this point minimal. The total assets in the plan have grown quite a bit over the 2 years of the program. They're at $66 million. However, there has been $5.8 million of withdrawals. Because as I said, an employee can call up and take out the money from the plan. So it's unclear whether these are all automatic deferrals and then the employee finds out and asks for their money back, or maybe employees don't realize that the money is going in. It's unclear, but this is where they stand today. And I know with only close to 4,000 employers actually participating in the program and withholding deductions, they do want to increase that substantially. And I think that they will once the June 30 deadline hits of this year and next year.
With me today is guest Meredith Sesser, employee benefits attorney, and this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. And so far, Meredith, how are employers reacting to this? Have they been receptive? Is there pushback? Do you have any feel for that?
I do. Yesterday was on a Zoom and someone held up a CalSAVERS letter that they had received because they have employees. And California is really taking an active approach of reaching out via email and letters to contact people. So employers are definitely aware of it. They're reading about it. They're finding out about it. And I think it's going to go two different ways. The intent of CalSAVERS is not to put 401k companies out of business. They just want people to save, whether it's in the CalSAVERS plan or 401k. So on the one hand, I think that some people will be hesitant to join CalSAVERS because of the limited options. in the sense that it's only employee money, and there's not, it's a very simple plan and doesn't have a lot of features. And they may say, you know what, if I'm required to have a retirement plan, I'm going to go set one up myself, and that way I could do a match and put money in and do more things. So I think there will be a bunch of people that do that. And nowadays, if you use a payroll company, they often offer 401k plans at a low cost, and employers may go that route rather than CalSAVERS. On the other hand, I think some people are going to do it because they're required and just sign up and be a payroll master and remit the deferrals because they have to and it's a mandate. So I think in the long run, I think we'll see an increase of people saving for retirement. Unfortunately, you can't force it, and so people can opt out of this plan even if the employer is enrolled. And so you can have an employer with 5 employees sign up and none of them want to participate and all opt out. So you can't force people to save, but this sure does push people in the right direction. And I think it goes towards what California is trying to do, which is get people to save for retirement plans.
When you get down to employers, let's say with 5 employees, as this unfolds, what do you think they're probably more likely to adopt, the CalSAVERS or establish their own retirement plan with more flexibility for the future and their employees?
My guess is that someone with 5 employees will probably go towards CalSAVERS because they probably don't have an HR manager or the staff in-house or the money to pay for a 401k plan, and this program costs nothing. So at least it's a good start with, you know, complying with the mandate. All you have to do is send in your census and sign up, and I think any employer is capable of doing it that's that small. And then I think that employees have an interest, then an employer may go and set up their own plan. But in order to comply with that June 30 deadline, this is an easy thing to do to avoid penalties and to comply, and it's a good start for small companies to at least offer something. I think if small companies don't already have a retirement plan, there could be a reason for that, and maybe they're just not able to offer it or don't see the need among their employees. But if they do have to do something, then this may be the way to go. So I think we'll see a big increase in the assets and the number of employees. The CalSAVERS program says that they have had independent contractors sign in, and they've also had companies who are not yet subject to the mandate, meaning companies with only 5 employees actually register now, even though they're not required until 2022. So some companies are very excited about this to allow their employees to save.
Meredith, to learn more, how can our listeners contact you?
I can be reached by email or by phone, and my phone number is 310-954-2181. My website is Sesser Law, and I can be reached through my website. And if there's questions on CalSAVERS directly, they have set up a user-friendly site, which is calsavers.com.
Meredith, thank you so much for guesting today on this very important issue affecting California employers and employees.
Thank you, Mike, so much for having me this morning.
Thank you, Daryl Wayne, engineer. Mark Allen, producer. I'm Mike Anderson. And this is the Anderson Files on podclips.io. Keep calm and keep listening.
You've been listening to the Anderson Files with Mike Anderson. Visit us at podclip.io and check on the financial box for more information on the Anderson Files.